Vancouver, like any large city, has had its share of crime over the years. And while gangland shootings and terrible murders often get the headlines, unusual, funny, or odd crimes happen as well. A warning, not all of these crimes are funny. Some of the more dramatic crimes can stick in the public consciousness for years or even decades. Odd crimes often fade shortly after reading, so some will find a couple of these incidents familiar. 1. The case of the stolen turtle. Turtle theft might sound like something Encyclopedia Brown might tackle, but local police were called in 2021 to track down Zoomer, the box turtle. Zoomer was a resident of Vancouver's Science World, and maybe still is? For a short time, though, he was in the hands of a seashelt man named William Richardson. Richardson had been visiting Science World with his three kids when the family decided it wasn't the place for Zoomer, so he went out to the car, got some bolt cutters, and got Zoomer. They took the turtle to a nearby lake. It should be noted that box turtles like Zoomer don't live in local lakes, to see if he'd head in. He didn't. Richardson given 6 months probation and told to write an apology to Science World. 2. The Vancouver Flamingo Killer. This isn't a creative name, it's a very literal one given to Jason Lauberg. He and a group of other young men broke into the Vancouver Zoo in Stanley Park in 1992. While others cheered, Lauberg killed 6 Chilean flamingos. 3. Why the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra went on hiatus for a decade. The Vancouver Symphony Orchestra, VSO, had a shaky start and faced financial issues in the early 1920s. And then it went quiet for a decade as the VSO's organizer, Henry Green, skipped town with all the money, according to the city. It didn't return until 1930. 4. That time a drunk clown drove into a police car. We'll start by saying there were no injuries in this one. One night in 2009 a police officer was in his car in West Vancouver on patrol. He spotted someone driving toward him, so he threw on his lights. You know, the bright blue and red ones. That didn't help though, as the man drove his car into the police car at an estimated 25 kilometers per hour, everyone was okay. When the officer went to arrest the driver, he found a 29-year-old man in a clown costume. 5. The Findlay Scandal. In 1917, Prohibition came to BC. The banning of alcohol was a popular ballot issue during elections at the time. The man put in charge of Prohibition in BC was Walter Findlay, who had been a vocal opponent of alcohol consumption. By mid-1918 he was a national figure in the Prohibition movement, organizing a conference in Ottawa to make Prohibition laws more efficient. It's notable that on the same newspaper page there's a story of man being fined $400, that's $7,200 in 2023, for having a bottle of whiskey. You can probably guess where this is going. A warrant for his arrest was issued for importing alcohol from another province. He was arrested December 12, 1918 at the Blaine border crossing, hours after being dismissed from his role. Findlay wasn't caught with the alcohol. Instead, it was a train carload of whiskey that arrived in Gastown, along with 4 other carloads. A 6th was even turned back. His wasn't a small operation, and another charge he faced was for 74 cases of whiskey. With files from Jeremy Hainsworth.